Chapter 50, Cumulo's Arrival. Location, the Continental Subarctic. As the clouds crossed over into the Continental Subarctic, Nimbus could see that his troops were not only growing in numbers, but in size at all altitudes. Most of the Cumulonimbus were excited and were already towers in strength. He felt their energies supporting him, carrying him from one altitude to the next. Soon they would arrive at the polar ice cap, where he would wait for his orders from Michael before he began his final mission.
"You're as large as your father ever was, Bulicus,"
the bull-shaped Cumulonimbus stated. He moved quickly to stay up with Nimbus.
"I wish he could see me now," Nimbus said, as he watched the aurora borealis flicker and dance across the sky in greens and blues.
Nimbus drifted off into a cloud dream. As he floated and drifted and floated with the soothing of the northern lights, he thought he heard loud cheering. Then he saw himself asking, "What's happening?" He was seeing thunderheads approaching.
"A mighty army is coming," Bulicus announced with a snort. "And isn't that your father leading them?"
"That's him, all right," Taz said loudly.
Nimbus moved quickly into his father's direction.
"I'm over here, Dad," Nimbus yelled.
"I'm here too," he boomed back.
It was like the parting of the sea. All the clouds moved to allow Nimbus and his dad to reunite. Taz acted as crowd control.
"I'm so happy to see you," Nimbus shouted.
"Well, I would have been here sooner, Nimbus, but I was traveling altitudes, catching up with the old storms I haven't seen for years. Then I stopped by to see Archangel Michael."
Nimbus was suddenly nervous.
"Really? Is that why you're here, Dad?"
"Well, Michael summoned me and told me that there is a very big plan underway and asked me if I would help. Maybe come to your aid. And, of course, I said yes."
Cumulo lowered his voice.
"Part of the plan is to change the human's present language."
"That won't work."
I know all this already, Dad, and it will work," Nimbus said with a little irritation, then added with conviction, "Michael is going to install an upgrade, and I have orders to wait and just stand by."
"Not according to my orders. It's a global delete."
Cumulo motioned to Nimbus and Taz.
Let's talk in private."
He started drifting to a higher elevation. Nimbus and Taz followed.
"The higher-ups have spoken."
"Higher-ups? You mean the Cloud Council?" Nimbus asked, almost whispering.
"Higher."
"What's higher?"
"Come on, Nimbus. Use your imagination."
"Oh, the powers that be."
"Higher."
"Higher?"
Nimbus paused and said,
"No, not the one."
"The one and only."
"You got to meet the one?" Nimbus asked, stunned.
"Well, close enough. The one was a little busy creating other universes."
"Seriously?"
Nimbus looked off at the gathered troops.
"Michael didn't tell me about other universes."
"Shh, keep your voice down. We are the only ones that get to know this information."
"The delete," Cumulo stated.
"But the clouds can't exist outside of this planet. Nothing can," Taz said.
"Did Michael tell you about the Red Rover game and the black hole?" Nimbus asked.
Yes, Cumulo said smugly. "Michael, your hero. Now listen, the whole universe cannot be left up to one angel," Cumulo said. "What if he fails?"
"He's not going to fail. Michael has never failed," Nimbus said. "It's all going to work out, not as you know it, of course, but as it is."
"What is?" Cumulo bellowed.
"The new existence."
"Yes, that's why we have to move forward and complete our task at the North Pole to create this new existence," Cumulo stated. "After our mission, all life will be wiped off the face of the Earth, and it will have as much time as it needs to regenerate."
Cumulo started to build.
Dad, Archangel Michael is going to change the language first. It will give the humans a chance to save their planet. We need to wait for his orders. There is still time, Nimbus said.
I am still in charge.
Nimbus, aren't you tired of all the suffering, hatred, and destruction of these human beings always demonstrating their whatever?
Cumulo said.
I am all for the delete and restart.
Well, that's the last resort, Nimbus yelled. And that isn't going to happen. I've been with the human beings, and they are amazing and good, and, well, most of them are. Their belief is that bad is needed to define what good is. You know, what divine love is. Wouldn't it be grand if they already knew and felt the goodness in their hearts and didn't need to have continuous lessons at Earth School? You know, good would just feel the way it feels. Good! The duality courses are outdated anyway, and with the change in the language, it's possible.
But your cousin Taz wouldn't be a hurricane, and I wouldn't get to do...
Cumulo stopped and looked at his son.
You know, you are so like your mother, all believing and positive.
Hey, Nimbus, Taz said. Cumulo is right. Haven't you noticed that history keeps repeating itself? I'll give you one of your cliches. Same hole, different shovel. The nature of mankind hasn't changed one iota since its beginning.
He's right, son, Cumulo said, leaking over the troops.
I know what you mean with history repeating itself, Nimbus said. But with the change that Michael is going to do, that will all change.
I think we need to move out now and start diverting the sun's rays, Cumulo said, proceeding towards the troops.
Dad, you are to wait for my orders. I am in charge. Dad!
Bulikus floated closer, hearing Nimbus yelling. He bumped him a few times to wake him up.
excuse me, sir, Bulikus said. The troops are starting to rumble.
What?
Nimbus was rousted from his dream and shook himself awake.
The troops, sir. What should I tell them?
The troops, right, Nimbus said, still groggy. Where's my dad?
Your dad, sir?
Bulikus was confused.
Well, I heard you calling for him, but...
Look alive, Nitro Nimbus, Taz thundered in.
Nimbus focused on Taz's face, but didn't say anything.
I do believe I see an army of mighty cumulo thunderstorms approaching, Taz added. You can bet your dad is leading them.
Wait, I was dreaming?
Oh, Nimbus said with relief.
Maybe it was a premonition or deja vu.
What are you talking about? Taz asked.
What? Never mind. Where do you see him?
Just behind the winds, Taz said, pointing east. It appears to be the polar easterlies rising to the occasion again. Looks like all the thunderheads are riding them in like surfers.
Bulikus, bring my father to me when he arrives, Nimbus commanded.
Roger that, Commander. And about those rumbling troops I was telling you about?
Oh, of course, yes. I'm putting you in charge of keeping the cumulus in shape and strong until their big brothers arrive. Keep them building until the easterlies arrive, and then we will all join in together, Nimbus instructed. We need to reach the top of the Arctic ice cap and wait for our orders. Is that clear? The mission does not start until I, Nitro Nimbus, gives the order.
Right, Commander. What is our mission when we get there?
To rain, Nimbus said.
Rain?
Bulikus stopped his descent back to the troops. The lower altitude clouds will bend the sun's rays up to help us rain, Nimbus said, looking at Taz. Then he gazed out into the direction of his father's arrival.
Nimbus, my son, Cumulo bellowed.
Hi, Dad, he said, still shaken from his dream. Nimbus couldn't help but notice how amazing his dad still looked. He had a perfect formation, all full and strong. He was flashing with every word, perfectly charged, mightier than all the other clouds put together. And his dad hadn't even started to build into a tower yet. Cumulo rolled up to his son, who was almost as tall as he.
"No, this can't be my son. I have heard some major testimonials that you are not to be challenged, disputed with, or under any circumstances questioned."
Then he bounced into Taz.
"Well, Terrence, I mean Taz, I hear you are one fine spinner."
"I do my best," Taz said and returned the bounce.
"I am so surprised to see you, Dad. Why are you here?" Nimbus asked.
"Well, Michael summons me and told me the details of the plan that's underway and asked if I would like to help out."
"Michael asked you to help me?" Nimbus asked. He started to build.
"Now hold on. I'm only here to assist in whatever you need," Cumulus said reassuringly.
Nimbus looked at his father, who exuded confidence and maturity. It was obvious he was the greatest thunderhead of all times. Suddenly, Nimbus was disarmed and back to the father-son status.
"Why did they pick me when you are obviously the one for the job, Dad?"
"Oh, Nimbus, you have never given yourself credit. That's still your trouble. You have LCS.
"What's that?" Nimbus asked.
"Little cloud syndrome. No confidence, no self-esteem. You are as soft as your mother, and I love that about you. But you need to realize that you are full grown now. Don't you get it? You were the one that was chosen, son."
Cumulo gave Nimbus an affectionate bump.
"Might no longer makes right. Brains, compassion, and experience are what is called for here."
"You mean you aren't here to take over?" Nimbus said, re-energizing.
"I am here to support my son. I can do second in command. Or is it third?"
He winked at Taz, who winked back.
"You mean you will take orders from me?"
"Roger, Commander."
"Then I would like to introduce you to our troops."
"As if they didn't already know that you're here,"
Nimbus said with a chuckle, listening to the crowd noise. As all three converged together for the presentation, their incredible masses of energy hovered above the cloud troops. The spectacle of reverence from the massive buildups generated high-voltage electricity, but they became silent when Nimbus started to speak. He made his introductions, and all cheered for Cumulo. Soon the troops were ignited and eager to get started. Both Taz and Cumulo worked well with Bullockus, organizing the strongest to the weakest. Those that were sent to lower elevations to help with the sun's rays were not disappointed. They had become one of Nimbus's favorite cliches, big fish in a little pond. When the polar easterlies were too strong to withstand, Nimbus gave the orders to mix and grow.
"The easterlies will direct and move you to the Arctic Circle. There you will spread out evenly around the whole top of the globe. Those that can maintain their thunder mass will continue to the North Pole. Then, after you meet Santa Claus..."
Nimbus paused as laughter at his joke filled the air and shifted the tense atmosphere. He smiled and waited for silence again.
"When I give the order, and only then, those at the top will group tightly together and keep building with the help of the sun. When the sun has left and darkness has fallen, you will need to be strong enough to hold your positions. I know it will be tough, but you can handle it. After all, we are saving the world from total extinction. Oh, and get some rest. You will need it."
"Dismissed!" Bullockus shouted.
As the armies gathered in their prospective areas, Taz, Nimbus, and Cumulo watched.
"Feels good, doesn't it, son?"
"It will feel better when I get the word from Michael that he has gone through the line and captured and deleted a negative part of the language."
Well, let's hope that is true and he chose the right word, Cumulo said.
Revenge, Nimbus said. He chose the word revenge.
Yes, I know.
Then his father added,
I'm just glad it wasn't avenge.
Well, what's the difference?
Avenge comes with justification.
I don't see your point.
Well, let's table this discussion for now, Cumulo said, looking tired. I'm off to get some peace and quiet. See you tomorrow, Commander.
Thanks, Dad. I needed that. Nimbus bumped his dad and smiled at Taz.
Worry not, Nitro, Taz said, drifting off in his own direction.
It all is what it is, and thy will be done.
Nimbus couldn't drift off. He was so energized about what he might have to do or what he might not have to do, he couldn't settle. But he was ready. For the first time in his life, he knew all of the players were in place, and the plan would be executed with supreme excellence. But time was moving as if every single minute was 10. Then the orders came from Bolicus.
Repeat that order again, Nimbus shouted.
Abort! Do not proceed, Bolicus stated.
Michael had achieved the impossible. It took Nimbus a moment to let the news sink in and settle before he notified Taz and his dad. Was he disappointed? His ego was, but Michael had saved it all. Nimbus took in a deep breath and held it tight, then let it out slowly with a tone of relief. He woke his dad and Taz for the meeting. It was decided after a lengthy discussion that there would have to be a battle plan. Disbanding the forces was going to take real skill, since all of the energies were packed so tightly. They spent the rest of the night formulating a strategy to put into action.